Mama. Welcome to the Work at Home Boss Mama podcast. I'm your host, Sabre Gilbert, self-made mompreneur and virtual assistant. I can't wait to answer your questions and get you going on your journey to becoming a work at home boss mama. Let's get started. Hey, mamas. So the holidays are right around the corner here, and this is when I usually find that there seems to be just a slower season of work in the VA world. Either businesses are taking time off for the holidays, the business owners are gone. It just tends to be a slower season that I've always kind of found because people are out on trips, they're doing different things. So I figured a good episode, especially around this time of year, would be about things you can do when you are in a season of slow. Now, there are, I consider, three different seasons of slow that can kind of come and go. The first really big one being before you have a full docket of clients, while you're still building your business, because there's different things you want to do then versus when maybe this is where you are now, where you're full on clients, but maybe things are slowing down because either they're planning on shutting their business down for different trips or they're just not planning on doing as many things into the next coming months. And then a third season I tend to find is when your business is more established, but maybe you're just currently not full on clients for whatever reason that may be. They're each different seasons I find that you could do different things. So I'll start out with the first, which is most likely, if you're listening to this podcast, what you're actually going through is before you have many clients, what should you be doing then that will then help build your client roster? So a few things. One, you should always be, if you are building and growing, you should be making your systems. Don't just put something together and forget about it and walk away. Actually make something so that it can be sustainable in your business. This can be either kind of an intake method, putting together, maybe you're on Dubsado or HoneyBook, making sure that those systems are all in place and working automatically for you, because even though you have the time to do everything by hand, you will thank yourself later if you definitely have it automated from the get-go. We've had a couple of episodes about that, especially with Molly Hicks, as that is her specialty, is getting those systems in place. A few other things you want to be working on is growing your portfolio. Now, I've talked about it before. I hate the idea of working for free, so I'm definitely not telling you to go out and give your labor away for cheap or free, but you can be making your own projects. I have a whole episode about that, that is building your portfolio. You can be designing things. Your own social media is a portfolio of you. So put together an amazing social media platform and you'll have clients who love what you're doing and want you to do that for them as well. I also find this is a good time for you to start scheduling your social media ahead of time. So whether you, if you have enough downtime to maybe get your social media out a few months ahead of you, it will give you so much more cushion if maybe you do suddenly get a bunch of clients and you can spend all your time with them instead of worrying about yourself. So give yourself cushion room and you will thank yourself so much more later. The next season I find can be when you're full on clients, but maybe it's just slow. I know I have usually had this, I guess I wouldn't really call it a problem, but maybe this season come more around like November, December is what I find. Because one, also just so many people are just more in a planning mode versus doing, or they're just gone and relaxing and just kind of turning off their business for a little bit so that they can recharge, which is an amazing thing. And this is definitely something that you can do too. If you are in a slow season, maybe you take your vacation during that time as well so that you don't have to worry about someone covering you in a busier part of your year with those clients. But I definitely find that a few other ways that you can also spend that time if you're still in kind of a hustle, I don't really like the word hustle, so not a hustle mode, but if you're still in a, you have the energy to do whatever you want to do with your business. So if you're not needing necessarily to rest and just wanting to continue working, you can start building ways to help more people, but without taking on more clients. So that can be maybe you do some mini courses on something that so many people who can't afford you ask for help on, workbooks, templates, just different things like that, where you can start getting some other income coming towards you without necessarily having to do hands-on work. You can try out a new skill with your current clients. I know one thing that I really enjoyed was actually creating ebooks with clients. That was super fun. And then just go through and, of course, always talk to your clients before doing this. But if you're wanting to continue your contract as normal and not take a break in that contract, which I totally recommend, you can go through and just check all your clients' systems, maybe get ahead on some of their social media, different things like that. Once again, as I recommended in the first section, if your social media is by any chance not getting as much attention during your busy season as you would like, this is the perfect time for you to once again get yourself ahead. And I highly recommend doing that. The last one is when you're not full on clients, but definitely well established. I would say anytime that your docket is not full of clients, you should kind of go back to those first ones, but just kind of in a different way. So maybe this time around, instead of just making your systems, you figure out how to streamline and elevate them, especially your client experience. What can you do to make a potential client just fall in love with you instantly? Are there any emails that you can jazz up and either tell more information that maybe you get asked a lot of questions about, or just give it more of your personality, match it more to your branding? Are there any systems that you found just kind of stopped working halfway along the way? So make sure to be checking your Zaps, or that all your things in Dubsado are actually connected and working correctly. Maybe there is a tool that you no longer like. Like, I know for me, halfway through my VA career, I was using Trello, and then I switched to Asana, but still, I can actually even think of a few boards that would be really nice to bring from Trello to Asana, and I just haven't gotten that done yet. So that's probably next on one of my to-do lists. This is also a good time, if you haven't been updating your portfolio, to go and get that done. You can also be getting into Facebook groups and showing off your expertise. Once again, not working for free, but just maybe helping answer questions. And as I said, always make sure that your social media and your newsletters are working ahead for you and not behind. And I say this as I know that I currently have at least 5 podcast episodes backed up right now and that need to be posted, but I just have not gotten to do myself yet. So don't worry, those, well, by the time you hear this one, they will have been out. But I fully understand that sometimes our business falls dreadfully behind when we are taking care of everybody else. So those are just some things that you can plop on your to-do list if things are slowing down for you around now. And I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening today. Don't forget to share your progress and tag the Work at Home Boss Mama on Instagram so that I can cheer you on. Make sure to never miss a single episode by hitting subscribe below.